Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The White House says today's jobs report is another positive sign that the economy is improving. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the Obama administration still has concerns about the long-term unemployed.
The unemployment rate fell to a five-year low in November, hitting 7%. The economy added about 200,000 jobs. But many of those jobs were in low-paying fields, and the White House is especially worried that a lot of the people who found work have not been unemployed very long. The job market remains especially tough for people who've been out of work for 6 months or more. For that reason, the White House says it will continue pushing Congress to pass an extension of emergency unemployment insurance. Those benefits go to more than a million people, and they're set to expire at the end of the year. Democrats are eager to extend the benefit, while Republicans balk at the cost. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
People around the world are remembering Nelson Mandela on the day after his death. The 95-year-old anti-apartheid leader lost his battle with a long-term illness. South African President Jacob Zuma has declared Sunday as a day of prayer and reflection.
We call upon all our people to gather in halls, churches, mosques, temples, synagogues, and in their homes, to pray and hold the prayer services.
As tributes continue around the world for Nelson Mandela, Dan Karpinchuk reports many are taking place in Canada, the country that bestowed honorary citizenship on the former South African president.
Nelson Mandela visited Canada three times, the first in 1990, where he was introduced at a dinner in his honor by Brian Mulroney, the first Canadian prime minister to become a vocal champion of Mandela's cause. During his second visit in 1998, Mandela was made a Companion of the Order of Canada, the highest possible rank. And on his final visit in 2001, he became one of only five foreigners to be made an honorary citizen. Historians say Canada even served as a blueprint when he finally took over as president of South Africa. In the House of Commons in Ottawa, politicians set aside their differences to pay tribute to Mandela. And during an NHL hockey game in Toronto last night, fans and players alike stopped for a moment of silence to solemnly pay their respects. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
President Obama and the First Lady will travel to South Africa next week to pay their respects to the Mandela family. The former South African president will be buried on December 15th. Security officials in Yemen say clashes in the capital have left several suspected militants dead. Security forces are launching an operation to find the perpetrators of the attack on the country's defense ministry yesterday that killed 52 people. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 178 points at 15,999. This is NPR News. Bob Dylan's most famous guitar is up for auction at Christie's today and could sell for as much as $500,000. NPR's Margo Adler reports it's the very guitar that made history at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival when Dylan went electric.
The moment when Bob Dylan took out his sunburst Fender Stratocaster electric guitar at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965 is considered a watershed moment that changed American music forever. Many folk singers booed his performance and even called him a traitor. He later borrowed another guitar to sing an acoustic selection to mollify some of the audience. But folk and rock changed. Bob Dylan's publicist and attorney have not commented on the auction, but Christie's issued a statement saying that Dylan's representatives are aware of the sale of the guitar and do not contest it. Also at auction, five lots of hand and typewritten fragments of lyrics found inside the guitar case with early versions of several songs. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Parts of the U.S. are bracing for a snowy and icy weekend. The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings for seven states, including Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas. Reporter Courtney Collins at member station KERA says the Dallas-Fort Worth area is already hard hit.
A lot of the times we brace for storms that don't really come. A few weeks ago that was the case, but this is the real deal.
Parts of Minnesota and Wyoming have already gotten up to 2 feet of snow. The number of babies born in the U.S. may be leveling off after years of decline. Government figures show the number slipped only a little last year to just shy of 4 million. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. We start off this hour by going back to the early 1990s and a track from what was to be a comeback disc for Texas blues man Zuzu Bolan. He had worked out of Dallas in the early 1950s, had a few recordings that became real collectibles. Here is Zuzu Bolan doing a cover of an old Big Joe Turner tune.
I've been a good for nothing, baby. I lied and I cheated No, if you refuse me, I'll never be the same no more. No! Good for nothing, baby. I lied and I cheated too, but I reaped it all, my darling. I don't know what to do. So come and say, my say, baby, please don't slam that door. Oh, come and say, my say, baby, please don't slam that door. 'Cause I know if you refuse me, I'll never be the same no more. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, have mercy, baby.
Napoleon Brown Culp, better known as Nappy Brown, recorded in Dallas back in 1987 with a number called Have Mercy, Mercy Baby, with Anson Funderburg on guitar in that particular number. Nappy Brown was originally from North Carolina. He, back in the 50s, went to New York and New Jersey actually singing gospel and ended up singing a lot of blues and R&B. His career did okay for a while, but he ended up moving back to North Carolina and I think eventually Atlanta at one point. But anyway, his career was revived in the late 80s. He ended up in later years singing quite a bit in Las Vegas. A really fine, fine blues shouter. He was preceded by Zuzu Bolan, who was from Dallas. We heard Zuzu Bolan from the early 90s. Again, that track from a comeback disc that he did, and Zuzu did a rendition of the Joe Turner tune, Rebecca. Music next from Roy Brown, no relation to Nappy Brown. Nappy Brown from North Carolina. Roy Brown originally from New Orleans. We're going to listen to a tune that took him to the number 13 spot on the R&B charts back in 1947, but actually was taken quite a bit higher by Wynonie Harris not long after this. Here's Roy Brown with the original version of Good Rockin' Tonight.
Blues. I heard the news, there's good rock tonight. Oh, yes,
mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, then through the rock at night. Well, the Deacon Jones and Elder Brown, two of the sleekest cats in town, they'll be there just to wait and see. Stomping and jumping at the jamboree, crying, hey man, there's a good rocket tonight. Well, sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too, they'll all be there, shouting like a mad flying. Hoy, sister, ain't you glad we heard the news? There's a good rocket tonight. Yes, we'll rock tonight. Hey, hey, we'll rock tonight. Hoy, hoy, we'll rock tonight. Hey, hey, we'll rock tonight. I heard the news, there's a good rock
I had to have a boogie with the woogie wouldn't wait. Brought me a long black cat like eight. It's all reeked, solid streamline. I'll joy jumping Cadillacs on time. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Ugh, 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 I. Ugh, 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 I. Look out, Geet, don't be late. This roving cat's got a cat like eight. Air foam cushions and a modern design. V8 motor body Fleetwood line. He's rolling, Jack, making time. That cat's purring, got eight kittens crying. It's the Cadillac boogie. Yeah, it's the Cadillac boogie. It's the Cadillac boogie. Boogie woogie rolling along. Around town and want to make a date. Get you a long black Cadillac 8. Get to cruising, boy. Fall on the scene. Gals will start jumping, your money will be green. That's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Now that you have dug this Cadillac gate, help Cat Daddy don't miss no dates. Traveling man, curving ground, picking up all the fine chicks in town. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Roll the boogie!
Jimmy Liggins from 1954 with Cadillac Boogie, a tune that he had first recorded in 1948 when he was driving a van behind his brother Joe Liggins' Cadillac, and a tune that it got him up there a bit. And some say that the original version of this song from 48 was actually what inspired Jackie Brenston and Ike Turner to write Rocket 88 and record that in March of 1951. Of course, that was a tune some people claim is the first rock and roll